I like project.
I guess I don't.
So, I project.
I don't project my feelings like you. I'm kidding.
Oh my god.
Okay,
rotate. A little rotation. A little rotation for the boys in the back.
A little baby rotation for the boys in the back.
A little baby rotation for the boys in the back.
I don't even know what that was. That's my favorite song. It's my favorite song lyric.
Oh boy. Oh my god,
I was about to be like, we need to clap, but we're using the same microphone.
Yep, we're sharing a mic today. This is so impromptu. Kids. Oh my god. Hey, kids. Hi.
Your parents are back.
Who's mom? Who's dad? I call dad, but you can
What the hell? Your dads are back.
You know, I said, this is so embarrassing. This whole episode is going to be embarrassing.
My laugh is massive.
It just fills my soul.
Editing this episode is going to be a nightmare for you.
I'm deciding not to think about it. Anyway, I'm trying to tell you something embarrassing.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to get enough of that today.
Nope, not at all. I was once in an interview, and I was applying for a senior management type position where I would be in charge of people.
Okay.
And my boss that was interviewing me at the time, he's like, so what kind of manager do you think you would be? Like, what kind of manager do you want to be? And I sat for a second. I'm like, I want to have dad energy. And I meant it with my whole soul.
That's not embarrassing. That's amazing.
And he looks at me, definitely wanting me to elaborate. And I heard how weird that sounded. And I'm like, where I'm like, firm in my decisions, but people feel comfortable coming to me when they need something. Like, that kind of dad.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be a dad.
I think your boss was just wrong to not immediately understand what dad energy means.
I mean, he himself is a father, so I was hoping. I didn't get the job, so if that doesn't tell you anything. Hi, listeners. Thank you for listening to that very embarrassing thing. We're going to be reading a lot of those today.
Oh my god, it's going to be an embarrassing time. But yep. Welcome back.
Happy birthday, Wonder Binge.
Happy birthday, Wonder Binge. We've been gone for so long and now we're back.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing a double header today. You're getting two episodes dropping today. This is the first one, our birthday episode, but the next one that you see in your feed will be an actual research-based episode.
And it'll be a double feature, baby.
Double feature featuring both of us. That's never happened before.
Except for that one time when we pretended that we planned ahead and we just read what fairy tales were about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, so for our birthday episode today, because we don't have bloopers, obviously that's what you usually do, and we don't have a random recorded episode with Sab.
Well, we've been gone for a hot minute.
Just like over a year, it's fine. And so today, Maria and I...
If you can't tell that we're already so giddy...
I was just cry laughing, and here's why.
I hope you have the same, like, reaction when I read it again.
Oh my god, I hope I do too. I'm still crying. Maria and I have dug up old notes, like, physical notes and computer documents from our youth, our cringe days, anything.
Our extreme cringe days.
Oh my... Anything pre-college was so cringe.
Yeah, so most of these are from high school, which Genevieve and I were in high school from the years 2010 to 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So we were 14 through 17 years old in 2010 to 14. So I feel like you can already sort of get an idea
of how fucking cringy
this
is.
Of what this is going to be.
I'm sweating.
If you have the experience. It's fantastic.
I'm embarrassed already, all right? So all of it's coming
That's
out.
That's fair. Also, there is something to be said about, so Jen basically went through her, like, computer and found a bunch of old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a crazy amount, though.
No, it wasn't, no.
And also, because it was her computer, it was mostly her own stuff.
Yes.
I, at some point in my life, I think it might have been, like, mid-college / after college, when I fully was like, I don't like Supernatural anymore. I think that was the turning point of my cringe.
Interesting.
I went through and I think I might have deleted some of my cringe stuff. I know for a fact that I've thrown out some of my old cringe writing.
Mm-hmm. I have too. I've culled through many of my things.
But I have kept an envelope filled to the brim of physical notes that Jenna would write me throughout her school day and give to me. I wrote her notes as well. But either she didn't keep them or she didn't, like, she wasn't able to find them.
I... genuinely didn't even think to look. Like, I believe that they do exist somewhere. They're either in a very specific location in my apartment or they're in my parents' attic.
Gotcha.
So if I can find those, maybe we can do
a little addendum.
I don't know.
Because this will be a little bit unfair because I think most of the content here is Jenna.
It's written by me. but a lot of it will be read by Maria because I cannot read my own writing without fully breaking down. But hearing her read it, I'm like, oh, that person's just a little unhinged.
I have a short story that I wrote that Jen might read.
I would love to read that. I'm flustered. Still sweating.
Babe.
I have dried tears from earlier on my face.
How do you want to do this?
Well, I have a handwritten thing that I had a screenshot of for some reason.
Okay.
And I can read that for you. It's just moody as fuck, and I don't know. I don't even know what it's referencing, but I took a screenshot of my own handwriting.
Gotcha.
And this is what it says. It was like I was walking on a cloud. Not the big white fluffy ones, not the ones people usually think of when someone says walking on a cloud. It felt like I was walking on dark, dense clouds that are just waiting to pour down all over someone's wedding. The ground was squishy, and I couldn't pick up the details around me, and I was almost worried I was going to walk into a tree. I probably deserve it, though. I should have gone back in to get her. End.
You know what it makes me think of? And what's I don't that? Know if it makes me think of this because it's the same writing style, because it's your writing, or if it actually suits the story. It makes me think that it might have come from the Shane and Mitch story.
Maybe. Maybe.
Jen used to have, like, a full, like, novel she was working on.
Novel is being very generous. What I had...
There were a lot of chapters.
Chapters, again, is generous. Because what I did was take little clips that I saw in my brain and wrote them down. They never became, like, cohesive in any way. It was like, here's this scene, and here's this scene. And I still have some of those notes saved in my phone. But they're not always, like, labeled. Like, I think I just used pronouns, and it was never, like, Mitch or Shane did this. I have so many stories bouncing around in my head.
Listen, he should have gone back to get her, is all
he should have gone back to get her, and he deserved to walk into that tree. Or she. I don't know who this person is. Is it me? Am I writing from a male perspective? I have no idea.
I do not know the reason. It's pure vibes. That is your writing as a boy voice.
You think so?
That is your very, like, there is something about your writing style, especially when you were writing, like, stories.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell just by the writing style. That is a masculine voice.
And I called myself Shane and you were
yes.
Mitch.
Yeah, a couple of these notes, you refer to me as Mitch.
Am I still saved in your phone as Mitch?
Well, you were in my phone as Shane.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, not anymore.
Didn't you change it because you got mad at me?
Maybe.
Because I remember changing your contact to Maria Montecchino instead of Mitch. Because I was upset with you. We were in a fight. I'm like, you're no longer my Mitch.
Oh my God.
You're just Maria.
I could change you back to Shane. I think at some point it was, I feel like I was like getting texts from you often and my family kept thinking that there was a guy in my life.
Oh my God.
And I had to change it because of that.
I remember that being a thing. I remember your sister being like,
Who's Shane?
I keep saying
that. And I was like, it's Jenna.
That was not a funny place to start, considering I was cringe sweating about the funny shit you were reading.
I feel like that might have calmed you down a little bit.
A little bit. Maybe. Do you want to read one now?
Sure. I'm gonna read this one. You're okay. You're okay. Hey, you're in a safe place.
I am.
Yes.
My chair is sticky.
You're in a safe place. You're 27 years old. These notes can't hurt you.
These notes are from 10 years ago. Okay, go.
These notes are from 10 years ago. Speaking of you calling me Mitch, this starts out with, hey, Mitch.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. There's a cute little cat drawing at the top. Hey, Mitch. So, I'm sitting in detention listening to someone try to put a screw in, and they just sound like they suck. For context, at our high school, Saturday detention was held in the auditorium.
But so
at the same time as Saturday stage crew. So, students in trouble would be sitting in the seats having to be silent, while stage crew, us, we're on stage building stuff.
And I would, if I was in Saturday detention, I would have to watch all of my friends do stuff.
And I was in Saturday detention more often than you, so I had to watch all five Friends.
You had all the lateness, right? Like, you had the cumulative. Because yeah. Wasn't the system, like, if you get 5 demerits, you get a Saturday detention? Or something like that?
I think it was 3.
It was some amount.
Yeah.
You get a Saturday. I had, I think, 3 Saturdays, 2 of which were for PDA.
Just couldn't keep your dirty little mitts off each other.
And one was for slapping someone in the face.
I'm surprised I didn't get a detention for ever hitting that same person. Because I wanted to.
You didn't get caught.
That's true.
I did it as a reaction. Anyway.
But anyway, hey Mitch, so I'm sitting in detention listening to someone try to put a screw in. And they just sound like they suck. I would definitely dominate. But I'm hating this. So yeah.
I hate that.
Fun stuff. I'm hungry. And bored. Thanks falling asleep. Matt's so far away, cry face, sniff, sniff.
Because we were both in Saturday detention for that.
I kind of want to just go home. However, this note isn't fun. Like at all. I apologize. Where are you? I can't see you on stage. This is Mr. Potato Head. He enjoys being left alone.
What the fuck?
I want to be up there so bad. You drew a little Mr. Potato Head and you said he enjoys being left alone.
He looks demonic.
I love him.
Oh god.
Remind me to never get a Saturday again. Otay, there's seriously a line on stage. It's the weirdest thing. It's like stage crew is almost organized. Yeah, right. Communism is what you wrote. You said communism, ..
What?
And then you drew an eye and you said, look, an eye. Get it? Look, an eye? It's funny, right?
Oh my god, kill me.
And then in response to it's funny, right, you inserted my dialogue, which I was not giving to you. You wrote, Maria, sure, Jen, yeah. And then back to Jen's perspective, yeah, I'm hilarious. Dialogue is a conversation between two people. And that, folks, is my favorite quote.
Dialogue is a conversation between two
Dialogue
people.
Dialogue is a conversation. You know, I just realized that in order to write these kinds of notes, one must be random and able to talk to themselves. Because if they can't, the note won't be even remotely interesting. Matt is like bouncing in his seat, staring at the stage. It's adorable! Crap. I lost Rachel. No, I didn't. Spider-Man!
What?
I don't know.
I must be random for to be interesting. That's what happened right there.
Listen, Matt laughs at me. Any hoodly doodly, how's your trousers?
What?
Mine are warm. Well, I'm approaching the end of this paper, so I'll see you later. Okay, buddy? Adios, contaminos.
Well.
That wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Awful. Anyway. Should I read, or maybe we can read this one together, because this is a dialogue between you and Matt.
For the back and forth, it helps if we.
Do you want to do
back and forth?
So this is a dialogue between Matt and Maria.
Yeah, so here's the thing, is Jenna would, throughout her whole school day, write me, like, pages.
I basically used my notes to you as, like, a diary, yeah.
You journaled and would give them to me at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Matt and I shared a lot of classes, and so we would have one piece of paper that we'd pass back and forth.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the notes from Jen, they're just from Jen. When it comes to the notes from Matt, it's an actual dialogue.
It's a genuine dialogue. So, okay, so in this one, Matt's the red pen?
Matt is the red pen. Okay, do you want to read for Matt?
I'll read for Matt.
Okay. What you doing? Sorry about your hair, by the way.
Nothing really. It's fine.
Perseverance is key. Lanyard much?
Hardcore lanyarding.
Ha. So I have made the arrangements for snowboarding, and you now have one. What are you going to do now?
I shall snowboard, after I ask my mommy.
Hee-hee. Mommy.
Maria lost her shit when I told you that Matt wrote mommy. It's so little, too.
I shall, after I ask my mommy. Tee-tee-tee-hee, mommy, why were you confused? Stop it. What are you doing? I'm so confused.
Shaking my leg.
This just in, Matthew Hammond is a human earthquake. Run, are you hyper or just annoying? Are you hyper or just annoying is also very good.
I feel like that just encompasses me as a person sometimes. Like, am I hyper or am I just annoying?
Are you hyper or just annoying?
.. Did you just write, what did that say?
On it says, me? Did you just write or me?
Did you just write or me?
Oh, maybe it is on me.
Did you just write on me?
I might have reached over and written on him.
That sounds like something you would do.
I said no. Why?
Do you want me to? You said no in big capital letters.
I said no. Why? Do you want me to? Because I can if you want.
No. This goes on for 3 lines. No.
And then I think this is about you. I said, oh. Okay, you should give her yours. It's just so pretty.
What?
Your ID, Fuzzhead.
It's pretty?
Duh, we're gonna get in trouble about the books. Q7.
Yes!
He wrote yes really big. And I said, you just want to stop writing, don't you?
And there's a cat. And there's a node that's upside down at the very corner of the paper.
Yeah. You did tiny nose to me a lot. I feel like I should have taken the hint.
Just stop trying to talk to me. Fucking stop it.
Are you ready for the best one?
I need a fidget.
Well, do you wanna read my birder story first?
I do wanna read your birder story. Okay. This is from Maria. When did you write this? Your birder story?
I wrote my birder story.
Were we in high school or college?
I think it was freshman year of college that I wrote my birder story. I downloaded a writing program that basically just inverted the screen so that the background was black and the typeface was white.
That's your aesthetic.
And I just went off. And this was my little short story that I wrote.
Okay.
I need you to read it like it is actually like a noir film.
Okay. All right.
I need you to act your ass off.
I will try my best.
Imagine there's cigarette smoke, and it's black and white.
And there's some jazz.
And there's some jazz. There's light jazz.
All right. Should I insert some light jazz?
If you can find some, absolutely.
I can absolutely find some light jazz.
Okay, let's do. And light jazz.
We're pausing for effect. First, there was a murder. On August 17, 1932, in the streets of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, Mr. Wyatt McSpicy, Esquire, was found dead at the intersection of 23rd and Lowe. The body was discovered by young Miss Sophia Keene, who had been heading out on a bike ride to the local malt shop. Her experience was later documented in an interview conducted by my partner, Tony Moscato. The interview revealed as follows. Moscato. Tell me how you came across the body. Keen. Ah! Get away! Shoo! Moscato. Ma'am, please, if you could just answer some questions and then you can be on your way. Now please, can you tell me if you saw any suspicious characters about the scene? Keen. Mom! It won't leave me alone! Moscato. Look, ma'am, I understand this is difficult for you, but if you could just cooperate. Keen. That's it! This thing is freaking me out! I'm going inside! Second, there was an investigation. Victim, male. Age, approximately 37 to 38 months. There is a motorcycle. Height, 12.5 inches. Wingspan, 20 inches. Weight, 13 ounces. Color, pale gray, white rump. Specific traits, two black bars on left and right appendages. Coroner's report showed signs of blunt force trauma to the cranium. Notable lack of dust on interior torso. Evidence leads investigator to believe the use of motor car as the murder weapon. And the motorcycle just went by. It is my belief that the victim, while taking a leisurely glide through the town, came into contact with a vehicle resulting in a head-on collision. The operator of said vehicle then proceeded to leave the victim dying on the side of the road. I will find this sick bastard. My name is Charles Ames. I'm the top pigeon detective in all of Wisconsin, with over 10 solved crimes under my belt in the last 2 years. I solve bird murders. Birders, if you will. And I'm the best in the biz. Sure, being a pigeon makes it a bit harder to get human testimony, but goddamn if that stops me. My partner Tony and I have been together for the past 2 months, and we've never lost a case. And we ain't gonna start now. I will avenge you, Mr. McSpicy, or my name ain't Detective Charles Pidgey Ames. Two pigeons take on cars, larger mammals such as cats or dogs, other pigeons, and countless clueless humans in search for pigeon justice. This is their story.
Dun dun.
Poor Mr. McSpicy.
Oh my god.
Got hit by a motorcycle, I have decided. Tony Moscato and Charles Ames are on the scene.
I did actual research to write that. For the information in the coroner's report, mm-hmm. I literally, looked up, the stats of a pigeon.
That's incredible.
I did actual research
Is a pigeon really, a foot tall?
Yeah.
Am I forgetting how much a foot is? Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Pigeons are big.
Yeah.
I think pigeons, though they are spies, are one of my favorite birds.
They're not real.
They're not, but they do... They do Wait. Occupy space.
Ames and his partner are the last real birds. Tony Moscato is probably the greatest name I've ever come up with.
Hey, Tony Moscato.
Hey, Tony Moscato.
All right. Well, that was so good.
Thank you.
All right. Would you also, just right above your birder, I had written a poem. This was in 2019.
Okay.
So this was actually after college.
Okay. Do you want me to read your poem or do you want to read your poem?
Do you want to read my poem?
Sure. You just read my story. I'll read your poem.
It's number 6. Here you go. I don't know. I think I may have, like, gone back to it in 2019 because I very specifically remember writing this in my dorm room in sophomore year. So it must have been 2015 or 16.
How do you want me to read this?
Whatever tone strikes your fancy, my guy.
Here we go. Music.
What kind?
Light jazz.
Got it. More light jazz. Can do.
Okay. I apologize for my shitty mood. It's someone else's fault.
Now that you read it like that, I believe it was meant to be more of like a pop punk screamo type song.
I apologize for my shitty mood. It's someone else's fault. I know the way you take it and the way that I come off. It might be kind of bitchy and it might be kind of sad. Just know it's some other bastard who made me mad.
That was so much better than your than the coffee shop version you just did. Oh, that was so good.
Do you want coffee shop or do you want punk?
Punk, please. I'll take one punk.
Okay, I want to read the greatest thing I've ever read in my life.
Oh, I'm scared.
This is, so for context, this is the note that I read a little bit earlier that made Jenna cry.
I'm sweating.
Like, cry laughing.
I was, like, tears streaming down my face. Maria looks up and she goes, oh no.
Here we go. Hey, yo, what up? Yeah, silence. Awkward. Oh, for context, this day, the day that you wrote me this, was a day of silence. So you were not speaking the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Like, so you anytime, sign up.
Anytime yeah. Jen says, someone made me crack, it means that someone made Jen talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, yo, what up? Yeah. Silence. Awkward. Marilise made me crack once. Second freaking period. So, like, I didn't start this till fourth, when I was done my test. Because I'm stupid with two O's. Story time! Once upon a midnight dream, there was an old creepy guy. Eric made me crack, but then he hurt himself. Anywho, the old creepy guy died. So let's start a new story. Once there was a puppy. His name was Kapta Chisumi, but you can call him Bob. Purple! Jenna switched writing to a purple pen.
Oh.
I lost my pen. Matt talked. He said fuck you to his cousin. It made my day, lol. Oh, Bob, right. So Bob was trotting down Cherry Street when he came across a giant fire hydrant. But he didn't need to pee yet. So he went for a swim. The water was...
That's a logical thing to do.
Yeah. The water was full of man-eating space bars. But since Bob was a puppy, he was fine and safe. And actually made friends with the space bars. Jenna now switches back to a black pen. Haha, I found my pen. Are you ready?
No.
49Q78ER6GMMTS53. That means something so important that I don't even know what it means. But remember it, because it's the ending of Bob's story. On the following website... Oh my God. The ending to the dog /puppybobsstory.org/jenna-is-amazing42596/http/teatime.com. Don't forget the last dot. Well, now that I've wasted 4 lines, I'd like to tell you of my detention on Saturday. I know a song that gets on everybody's elbow. Everybody's elbow. Everybody's elbow. Why it bothers their elbow, I'll never know. For this next line, you need to know that for her little elbow song, she wrote over the margin line. So she said, haha, there's a red line. I crossed the red line. They're after me. No, they're not. Or are they? So, hey, you're reading. Whoa, that is not new.
I love that line as well. Whoa, that is not new.
But at this moment, I'm pretty much just writing until I get to the end of the page. Because it's kind of annoying when... you're in out of page room. I love... okay,
it's
but...
just so cringy.
But, like, here's the thing. Here's the thing. There is some comedy gold in here.
I love that you kept these. That means a lot to me, but I also wish you would throw it straight into a bonfire.
So here's the thing, though, is the website is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
We should try it, or we should create that website somehow.
All you just need to remember 49Q78ER6GMMTS53.
You could use that code at checkout.
That's our fucking affiliate code. Could you imagine?
Oh my god. Oh my, if we ever start running ads, we just have to do like 49Q78. Oh my god, alright, so, what should I read next? Should I read one of my other ones?
What should you read next?
Or should I read one of yours? Hang on, so you had your birder.
Do I have, like, anything other than the birder?
You had the emails.
Oh, there's, read the last one. I don't know if this is a true story or if I made it up.
Oh my god. So we get to the theater. Iron Man is sold out. We walk back to the car. And I see this man and his two little sons, so obviously they're gonna go see Iron Man. I'm in a hyper mood, so as I'm getting in the car, they're walking by, and I yell out in a southern accent, "Our man sold out!" And the guy stops dead in his tracks and yells, "Our man sold out!" in sheer terror with a horrified expression, so I look at him and go, "Uh-huh, sorry to disappoint." And he just smiles and goes, "That's all right." He was a nice man.
The man did not have a southern accent.
Oh, well, he does now. Sorry.
He was a nice man.
You and your fucking southern accents always get me.
They're not great.
That's why they get me.
So I've come to the conclusion.
Oh, dear.
Or realization.
Oh, she's reading one of my
notes. Or a conclusion. Who knows? But anyway, my conclusive realization...
I don't have a southern accent.
...is that I/we do and say some pretty awesome/stupid stuff.
Dang right.
Darn tootin'. You said maybe if I start writing a bunch of random junk, maybe this letter might be entertaining.
I was so focused on having you actually enjoy the letters I was writing.
What do you mean? Of course I'm gonna enjoy what you write to me. What?
I still and always have felt like I was boring.
Genevieve Murray, I swear to God.
My dad has frequently told me that I am not funny, and that is a deep secret.
Well, your
belief.
Dad sucks, and I'm gonna kick his ass.
You hear that, Dad? Marie's gonna kick your ass!
I'm gonna kick your ass!
I'm really starting to hate that this is all just me, but it's
yeah.
Fine. Oh, I wrote, I'm still upset that it's all me, but I wrote a short story for a class, and I started to read it. I believe I was given the I Dare You as the title, and I just wrote a story. So this was in 2013. This was either sophomore or junior year of high school.
Okay.
It's called I Dare You. Johnny wondered why he had ever agreed to eating a worm if his team lost. However, as he chewed, he realized worms didn't taste so bad after all. Then there was this time when Johnny was dared to change Miss Lachlan's screensaver from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Why was her screensaver...
why not? Am I right, lady? Sorry about that. I'd like to apologize to my dad. I think the lol random is rubbing off. spreading.
I think we're in Raw XD right now. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, no.
Was dared to change Miss Lachlan's screensaver from Arnold Schwarzenegger to Zach Galifianakis in a woman's bathing suit. I'm surprised we still haven't gotten caught for that one. Also, there was this time someone bet he couldn't hold his breath underwater for more than a minute. Obviously, Johnny had to challenge that. He made it past a minute, but had lost consciousness underwater while doing it.
That's drowning.
Guess who had to save his sorry ass? Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Bet he was wondering if he could magically sprout gills or something. I was never sure whether to admire him for trying to maintain his rep as the Dare Man, quote-unquote, which is a really stupid nickname in my opinion, or to consider him a complete idiot. Actually, now that I think of it,
he really is
just a complete idiot.
Yeah.
And the story goes on for 13 pages, so short story, my ass.
Wow.
But that's what I wrote at the top of the thing. And the speaker, me, Hagen, the I in the story, dares Johnny to pull a prank on a teacher. They narrowly avoid getting caught. And at the end, Hagen dares Johnny to turn himself in since he can't resist a dare. But Johnny, for the very first time in his life, refuses, thus ending his career as the Dare Man.
Wow.
And that was my not very short story.
I love that. And I've remembered the existence of a short story that I wrote.
What was the short story you wrote?
It's referred to as Chapter 1, The Hydra in the Library. I've just pulled it up for you.
Oh my god, something you wrote.
I'll be 1,000% honest with you. Mm-hmm. I saw this when I was looking earlier. And in my brain, in my memory, I went, I think this might be really cringe. So I'm not going to pull it up. But just now, you've made me feel bad. So I'm subjecting myself to
good.
This.
Good! Thank the gods!
So, I wrote this in 2015.
I'll read yours, but I just read something, so it's your turn.
Oh, God.
There's another note from me with a penguin and a panda on it. Wait, there's a note that has, it's two pages stapled.
It's literally two pages back and back.
You reading this like descending haha.
Oh, yeah.
Is my favorite.
I want to post that.
Okay, so can you explain what I'm looking at?
Yeah, so on the note that is
four pages.
It's four pages, so obviously there's a journey happening, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So on the last page, Jen put, well, this note went a teensy bit downhill from the funny factor. Along with each of these statements, there is a stick figure drawing that reflects the attitude, but you'll hear it in my voice, and then we'll also post it on Instagram. But it says, at first it was all, then it was, and now it's all,
and the stick figures got just smaller and smaller.
And then Jen wrote, that's a pretty good synopsis if I do say so myself. Oh my god, you put, well, it's only fourth period.
I wrote four pages for you.
And I quite Hungarian. I think I will hand you this specimen of paper on my way to the cabinet of my belongings. I bid you good day and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
To the cabinet of my belongings.
That was only fourth period.
Oh my god.
That's bonkers.
And that must have been senior year because my entire first four periods in senior year were an absolute fucking joke.
Why did you call me government?
I called you government for several years, and I don't remember why.
I don't remember why either.
I think you said once or twice, I am the government, and then I just started calling you
maybe.
The government.
But yo, Maria, Mitch, Chino, government, macaroni, and then in parentheses, I don't know the macaroni biz. This guy sits in front of me, probably thinks we're friends, because I can't be a mean person. Curse my good heart!
That's still so very true.
And now I'm in Geo. These kids keep making constipation noises. They did it yesterday, too. Don't you just love learning the metric system twice a day? But what the hell is a furlong?
What the fuck?
8 of these in a mile? Huh? Why America so dumb? I'm almost ashamed to live here. The sentiment continues. So, like, we need to be telepathic soon, because I'ma die.
I'm gonna die if I can't talk to my friends.
So you know how this teacher gives demerits for everything? He's chewing gum! Poopy teachers! Nanny nanny poo poo teachers sound like cockatoos. History! Freaking frickers keep trying to freaking freak up this freaking just freaking everything. Haha, I was singing church songs in the shower. Feeling holy, baby. Feeling holy, baby is amazing. Also.
Feeling holy, baby.
Feeling holy, baby.
What is wrong?
So lunch was all right. I had sunflowers thrown at me, and I was begged for my yummy strawberries.
What?
In theology now, according to this teacher, boys look smarter with a tie and glasses, but girls just look stupid.
What?
According to this teacher, and la la la, life of awesome God, garden stuff. And we don't want to listen to God, the serpent gave me candy. Parentheses, she never really said this. Are you sure? Are you sure you she know, didn't say this?
I didn't ask. I am paraphrasing.
But the depression was dumb, so we're gonna teach people to read and be smarticle.
What?
The power of Christ compels you.
This is so random.
This is probably the most random XD of them all so far.
I can't keep up. I can't keep up with whatever the fuck I wrote.
So I'm finally in eighth period, and our teacher isn't here. Oh, wait, there she is. LOL, so I worked on this for an entire period, so you'd better appreciate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now on to, now, for our next segment. The hydrant in the library. How you feeling?
I'm good.
I'm feeling some type of way.
I was gonna say, this is unfair to you.
This is unfair to me. This is a lot of me, and I'm very cringe, and I'm, how do I feel right now? How do I describe this feeling?
Exposed.
I feel exposed. I feel...
Regret.
But finally, this is Maria, titled The Hydra in the Library.
Chapter 1.
You did what? Your best friend screams. Okay, that was uncalled for. First off, we're in a library, so calm the fuck down. Second, it wasn't my fault. I mean, sure, I played a large part in the matter, and I may or may not have been the orchestrator of the plan, but this was in no way my fault. It was Corey's fault. Corey Thomas is to blame for the whole damn thing. I should have known, too. Never trust a guy who's got two first names.
And that remains to be true.
I still agree with that. It's like, make up your mind already, you know? But yeah, all Corey, in all caps. I am not to blame. He's the one who came up with the idea. I just formulated the whole going about it part. Not in any way my fault. Have I mentioned it's not my fault? Corey did it. Corey is to blame. You're really, the lady doth protest too much here. This is the point where you realize that you're staring at an old woman in the nonfiction section and she's getting hella creeped out. Also, your best friend is looking at you like you've grown an extra 3 heads in addition to the 5 that are usually seen floating about the original on a daily basis. Because it's the Hydra! Because it's the Hydra in the library. Okay, so the Hydra now has 5 extra heads? 3 extra heads. Three extra heads.
Become an analysis.
You now have extra heads and your best friend sees it, apparently. You are now gathering that your friend did not in fact scream out in the library at you about who the hell knows what. You don't even know what you hypothetically did. That thing you apparently planned that absolutely no one cares or is interrogating you about. You also now recognize that a good portion of your retort to this imaginary accusation was mumbled out into the quiet of this library, and there is a good 9 sets of eyes trained directly at your freaking Hydra of a head. I am Jouska. You may have heard of me. You probably haven't. I am defined as a hypothetical conversation that you compulsively play out in your head. Sound familiar? Oh yeah, I'm all over the place. When you reminisce on a witty comeback that never was, when you play that what-if game and think of how different things would be if you had just altered the tiniest little thing, when you're just plain bored, when... right the fuck now. This is sort of a conversation, though it'd be one-sided. You could stop reading right now, and I guarantee I'll be back in your head before you know what you're having for your next meal. Hell, I might even pick it for you. Back to the Hydra in the library. Hey, are you okay? You're totally spacing out and, like, mumbling. People are staring. Yeah, sorry, just thinking too hard. You said something about Corey being to blame. Who's Corey? This is a dialogue between two people.
A conversation is a dialogue between two people. No, dialogue is a conversation between two people.
Just in case you forgot.
Just in case you forgot.
Listeners, this is a dialogue. Oh, yeah. I made up Corey Thomas. It just came to me in the moment, you know, you really can't trust someone with 2 first names. That's just ridiculous. We're still on this. Who do you think you are, just walking in here with 2 first names like you're better than us one-namers? You... Right. You were about to explain yourself. Now, you look even more insane. What if someone reports you? What if you get sent away to some loony bin where you have no one to talk to but Peter Peters and your therapy group? You can't talk to Peter Peters. He's even worse. He has the same 2 names. We heard you the first time, Peter.
This is embarrassing.
I love this so much. Yo! Your best friend screams. Okay, that wasn't called for. First off, we're at a library, so calm the fuck down. Excuse me? We're back to the beginning.
It's a secular story.
Yeah, that was out loud. Sorry about that. Sometimes the whole playing it out in your head thing doesn't entirely stay in your head. My bad, all on me. I am to blame. But seriously, it's Corey's fault. But seriously, don't yell. We're already drawing a crowd. Sorry, I didn't mean that. I just...
I don't even know. Maybe we should get out of here. Good idea? Yeah, let's blow this popsicle stand. Skedaddle. Make like a cow and move. Okay, I'll shut up now. Back to reality.
I'm gonna head out. Sorry for being weird. Okay, I'll see you later. Bye! Bye, Miss American Pie. Okay, I'm done.
I feel it now.
I get it. Do you understand how it feels? This is how, are you sweating? Are you sweating?
Listen, that's good. That's got good bones.
That's got really good bones. I really like my letters, no bones, all noodles. This is good. I loved this. This was so good. God. This was a fever dream.
I feel like you have excuse because yours are like stream of consciousness, lol random XD, just giving it to my friend. Mine are like, I wrote these.
Maria, while searching in my archives of things to do for this episode, I discovered that I wrote smut.
Wait, I forgot!
No, I will not read an excerpt. However,
the following segment of this episode is 18 plus.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is strongly advised.
No. It's so vanilla. I think I had just watched Bounty Hunter for the first time. Have you ever seen Bounty?
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie. It has Rachel Friends. Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston is...
Rachel Friends.
So Jennifer Aniston is being hunted down by this bounty hunter. And, like, when he finds her, he, like, handcuffs himself to her so she can't get out.
Classic trope.
And there's this scene where, like, they, like, go to, like, a motel room or something so he can, like, regroup and, like, contact his source or whatever. But the way the scene plays out, if I remember correctly, because I haven't watched this movie in, like, so long... But she, like, starts to seduce him, and he, like, lays on the, like, she gets him down on the bed, but she manages in that interim to unhandcuff herself and handcuff him to the bed, and she gets away.
It's so Wattpad. I'm obsessed.
So my smut is very much that scene.
Oh my
God. But it's still
How
very
How old
vanilla.
Are you? Let's not do age. What year was this?
This is a great question that you have asked me.
Someone will do the math, but what year was it?
2014, so I was 16 or 17.
Oh my god.
No, 17 or 18, sorry.
It's givingfanfiction.net.
Anyway, so nothing could be more embarrassing than potentially reading that, which I'm not going to do. I feel like I need to drink some juice.
We can have some juice. I feel like I feel like this was, I feel like you got tortured today.
A little bit.
You didn't
bit.
Even read the birthday one.
Oh, God.
I keep that one in my car.
Explain what this looks like, Maria. This will be our finale, if you want. Because I don't know if I have any more that I want to share.
Oh, no. I think we've exceeded the limit.
I think everyone's feeling a little cringe right now.
So, Jen, this is a letter that Jen wrote me. She typed it out and sent it to me. But she put it in an envelope that she made herself. And it's just some very interestingly folded paper that she wrote all over with different colored crayons.
It looks like a boat. I think it's colored pencil. Oh, hey, look, you're wearing Mr. Potato Head stuff.
Oh, my.
He's back! Do you want to read this or do you want me to read this?
Whatever. Listen, you have been tortured today. What do you want?
Oh, God. Well, it starts with Dearest Comcast, because I called you Comcast for a
you
long
time.
You
did call me Comcast.
I called you Comcast and government?
Yeah.
Why did I call you Comcast?
You were Xfinity.
That's right. Why?
It originated at bowling. I think Matt was inputting the names. He put in Maria. It showed up on the monitor as Mar, because at bowling you don't have a lot.
Mm-hmm. You only get three letters.
And then I think from... Oh no, that was the origin of Ma.
Oh yeah, people started calling you Ma. You started calling you Ma.
Machino. That was the origin of Machino.
Yeah.
Oh, I think someone said Machino and I went, that sounds like a fucking like TV provider.
And then
and I think
it
Comcast
just
came
devolved
from that.
Into Comcast.
I think. I'm
well,
not sure.
This letter starts with Dearest Comcast.
Oh, wait. Hang on. What is the age?
17.
I just turned 28 a few days ago.
This was over 10 years ago.
Wait, this is like you're reading me a birthday letter.
Oh my
like,
God, yeah.
It's only, as of recording this, it's 4 days past my birthday.
Yep. So, Maria... Blast from the past. Happy fucking birthday.
Just change any of the mentions of years to be 28.
Jeez, you're old. I mean, you're like 28. Dude, you know what that means. So sexy age. You made it. Your sexy-o-meter is in the green. No. Let's have a round of applause. I mean, come on. Look at this sexiness. And then it points to a picture of you wearing Mr. Potato Head's mustache and glasses. Of course. Because that is the epitome of sexiness. You can't get much sexier than that. Well, actually, I'm pretty sexy in this picture right here, and it is the pinch face, so it pinches face.
That was a good time.
So my face looks even smaller than it already is. Any oodly doodly, I said that a lot.
You did.
In the whole, it splits from the, God, I hate that.
It was an interesting text layout.
Yeah, the pictures, intersected the words, so it goes on either side of the, fuck me, so mad at myself.
Oh no, babe, chill.
Why do I make my own life hard? I'm not okay.
I can't stress this enough. The whole reading our old notes thing was Jenna's idea.
Why did I do? I thought you would have more. I thought you'd have more to offer.
I'm so sorry.
And this is all about me.
We can listen. We can scrap this.
You know what we should do?
What?
Instead of this being the last thing, we should play the sounds you found on your laptop.
Shushy faces.
Shushy faces. All right. Bestest friend in the whole room, the whole wide room. This is a very special day in our history. Know why? Me neither. When I was making this card, I wasn't sure what was gonna happen today. However, I knew there should be a lot of screaming involved. Look at us, we're so cute, especially you there. It's a picture of you in grade school with a popsicle stick in your mouth, and you're lifting
that
it
was
to the air.
That was a creepy ass game that they made us play.
Yeah, what was that? It was like it's straws.
We each held a straw in our mouth, mm-hmm. and there was a Cheerio or a Fruit Loop mm-hmm. over the straw, and we had to pass it to each other's straws in our mouths.
That's right, and it's you and me. We're playing in this picture. Should we post it?
I don't give a shit.
I love your little haircut.
Oh my god, my awful bob.
Well, let me tell you, things haven't changed much since this point in time, which is true. We still pass your ears via straw.
Oh my god, always.
If anything, our extremely odd personalities have only increased since then, but I love it. We wouldn't be us if we weren't weird as hell. Okay, seriously. I'm gonna get down to beeswax. I mean, business. I'm so lame.
No, you're not.
We've been friends for I say it all the time. And this is 11 years, so it's been 22 years.
What?
We met when we were 6, and we are now 27 and 28.
Are we about to make out? I'm losing my mind.
Wait. Can our friendship legally drink?
Wait, are we in love?
Are we in love? I think, yeah. I think I love you.
Oh my god, babe.
I'm sweating again, but for a whole different reason.
Oh my god, babe.
Oh my god, babe. Oh my god, that's 69% of my life, teehee, 69. Wait,
I need to do the math now.
Wait, so if we're 27 and 28, dude, just go off of 28, and so if we're 28 and we've known each other for 22 years, what percentage of our life is that?
How do you figure out opposite percentage?
You do 28 divided by 22, I think. No, sorry.
Is it 22 divided by 28?
And then you move it over. That's 78% of our lives.
Yeah, 78% of our lives.
We've known each other for 78% of our lives. Damn.
Wow. Okay, you read the last paragraph because it's you being nice to me and I want to hear it.
Oh, you just want... Okay. But Maria, you really and truly are one of the bestest friends a Jenna like me could have. Without you, I never would have had as much fun in my young life. Without you, I would have become one of those fade-ins who had no friends and no personality. Don't laugh. I would have. Don't argue with me.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
This is some serious stuff. I would have been boring and friendless.
Oh my god!
I wouldn't have had the person to take my mother's side and show me how I was wrong. I mean it. I love you, Maria, with all of your awesomeness. Dude, my computer can make the smiley. Oh, and it's like when you do the
nice,
dot.
Okay. Nice.
I got so excited about that. Love your most frequent stalker, Xfinity.
Yeah, Comcast and Xfinity.
Wow.
That was cute.
That was cute. That was really cute. I love that you keep this in your car with you at all times. When's the last time you read that to yourself?
Last month.
Stop. That's actually so sweet. This was fun.
Jenna,
I'm
is not okay.
I'm not okay. Maria, did you have fun?
I did. I had more fun than you.
You know what this is, though? You know, I feel like this is very, what's the word I'm looking for? Apt. We just read a bunch of cringy things, mostly me. But, like, we read a bunch of cringy things that we have done in our lives. And when we started this podcast, sometimes going back and listening to those old episodes is a little cringe. But I still enjoy that they exist and that they're there.
Right.
And I don't want them to go away just because I feel, like, a little weird about them. Because it's hard to look on your past self.
Oh my god, yeah. I deleted most of my past self, and that's why, unfortunately, you were the main attraction here. Every time I remind you of it, you have another cringe.
I have, like, another wave just to hit me. But, so I feel like this was appropriate, you know, for our birthday episode.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 3 years. Yeah. We've been doing this for 4 years, you know?
That's fun and cool and groovy.
Mm-hmm. While you were searching for those documents, you found a sound file from our youth of our friends. Do you want to put that in here?
Sure, yeah. I saved it because of the first bit, which is our friend Ryan saying something very funny. It's us singing Swing Life Away, like our whole group of friends.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, you didn't play the whole thing. You only played the first part.
It's the whole squad singing Swing Life Away.
That's actually really cute.
It'll make you cry. Well, if this is just for us, then that's fantastic.
That was fun.
If it's for the world, then, oh god, sorry.
Happy birthday!
Go ahead and check out a normal episode now.
There should be another one in your feed.
And more to come.
More to come. Yeah, you can find us.
Everywhere you listen to podcasts.
You can look at photos on Instagram.
At WonderBingePod.
You can email us topic suggestions at
wonderbingepod@gmail.com.
And if you would like to check out our source material, you can click on our link tree in our Instagram description. And we have a link to all of our sources there.
For the research episodes, we're not going to post our cringy notes
today. Oh, no, absolutely not. No, these will...
These will die.
They're going to do something.
They're going to go back in that envelope and go back in my literally... a box that I keep my very important life documents in.
That's amazing.
Is where I keep these.
I am actually going to go home and look for some physical notes and see if I have any addendums.
Please, because part of me wants to know if I was as Lol X Random D.
I'm sure you were.
Lol X Random D. Lol Random XD.
It's getting worse. I think we need to go drink some juice.
Rar is dinosaur for I love you.
LOL, that's epic.
Jiminy. And I can't stress this enough. Cricket.
I love you, bye.
I love you, bye.
How do I?
How do I?
Shoot your faces!
Oh my god.
We live on front porches and swing life away. By just flying here on minimum wage. If love is a labor, I'll slave till the end. I won't cross these streets until you hold my hand. Swing life away. Swing life away. Swing life away. Swing life away.
Free falling! Everyone just stare again.